So I wear sort of three different hats. I'm the chief engineer for the JDK team at Sun, so I'm helping transition that team to open development, also building bridges with people outside of Sun who want to work with us in the OpenJDK community. I'm leading a bunch of the engineering around OpenJDK, getting the code out, building the infrastructure, getting our processes externalized so people outside of Sun can participate. And then finally, I'm also chairing the interim governance board, and that's the board that's chartered with writing a constitution for the operation of the community. Exhausted relief. It was this huge effort to get Hotspot and Java C out in the time that we had. So it was a big relief. Quite happy to get that done. Of course, then we had to turn around and do it all again for the other 5.5 million lines of code for the bigger launch at Java 1 the following spring. So it was exhausted relief and a little bit of rest, and then, you know, back in the saddle. Several things. One highlight was the meeting we had at FOSDEM, where we met a lot of the ClassPath people and the cafe and the free software Java crowd for the first time. And that was both it was productive and enlightening and a really welcoming environment. That was a great experience. Of course, shipping all the rest of the code in Java 1, most of the rest of the code except the encumbered bits, was, you know, definitely the highlight. The last highlight, I guess, would be we had the first face-to-face meeting of the governance board in October. And that was just amazingly productive. It's a board that works really well together, and I think we'll get some good results. Governance board functions very well. It's a group of people with pretty strong opinions, but we're all professional about it. We're not afraid to voice them, and we've made some good progress. I hope to be able to publish the notes from the face-to-face meeting in the next few weeks, and I think people will find those pretty interesting to read. And I'm still hopeful that we'll have a draft constitution by the end of the year. So right now we're putting the finishing touches on the transition to the Mercurial source code control system. That's been another kind of big engineering effort, not as big as Java 1, but pretty significant. And that's going to have a big impact on being able to work more closely with people outside of Sun. We're also working on other infrastructure improvements, working on getting our processes externalized, as I said before. We know that in the next year or so we've got to build an external bug database. The current internal Sun bug database just isn't adequate for outside collaborators. And then finally, we've got to get JDK 6 and JDK 7 out the door. So Red Hat joining OpenJDK is huge. It's a major validation of the approach that Sun has taken to open sourcing the JDK, and ultimately will lead to much stronger collaboration between Sun engineers and Red Hat engineers. I hope to see some of the engineering they've been doing for the IST project proposed for contribution into the mainline JDK code base. I'd really like to, this will make it possible to have a compatible JDK 6 implementation in Fedora and ultimately Red Hat Enterprise Linux, which will be a big win for the entire community, not just Sun. I also look forward to welcoming Red Hat engineers in as full-fledged members of this community that we're building.